I got 50,000
Blog
people.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so everybody can listen to my radio show. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it was about 73 degrees all day today. And now that it's getting to be evening time, the weather has gone down. And it will be about 40 or 35 degrees tonight. So it's getting cool in the winter time, as we're entering the end of the wintertime season. It's getting ready to be spring because we are now in the month of March. So now we can enjoy the spring weather in Las Vegas. So we will be getting 75 and 80 degree weather within the next couple of weeks, and it will get hotter as it gets closer to the summertime. We will be in 90, 100, 110, 120 degree weather right here in Las Vegas. Because we're in the desert in Nevada. So we will be in the summertime weather real soon. So, if you're coming to Vegas, you can bring your coats, bring your jackets, but you don't need to bring your umbrellas because the winter weather is gone. Now we're getting ready to go into the spring, and it's getting ready to be hot weather. So it's no more snow on the ground, and it's going to be no more rain in the vicinity until November or so. So, welcome to Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world. All right, that's enough with the weather. Let's talk about the NBA basketball. Well, let's see. The NBA has some interesting games being played this weekend, and it's going to be a battle. In fact, Brooklyn, which is supposed to be the best team in the East, is going to be playing the Los Angeles Clippers tonight. And they're expecting that Brooklyn's going to beat up on the Clippers really bad. So we don't know. We have to wait and see what's going to happen. But anyway, DJ Papa D, what's the standing of the Eastern Conference right now? Let's start with the Central Division.
In the Central Division.
Yeah, Milwaukee should be leading the division still. So, am I right? Milwaukee still ahead in the Central Division?
Yes, you are correct. Milwaukee Bucks are leading the Central Division, 21 wins and 13 losses.
Okay. And is Indiana second?
That's right. Well, the Indiana Pacers and the Chicago Bulls are both tied for second place with 15 wins and 18 losses.
Oh, the Bulls are coming up. All right, Chicago. So what's the rest of the division look like?
Next up, the Cleveland Cavaliers have 14 wins, and bringing up the rear, the Detroit Pistons have 9 wins.
Wow, the bad boys of Detroit are bringing up the bottom. I don't know what's going on. My boy Tershawn Prince is still playing for Detroit, so I don't know what's going on. That was one of my students when I was teaching school in Compton. Tershawn Prince was All-American, a McDonald's All-American in high school. And then when he went to college, he went to Kentucky. And then he got drafted to play for the Detroit Pistons. And I don't know if he's still playing because it's been about 20 years has it been since I left the teaching profession? It's been about 20 years at least. So maybe Tershawn Prince isn't playing in the NBA anymore. And maybe that's why Detroit is on the bottom, because they don't have the big man. Tershawn Prince was 7'2" tall when he was in the 12th grade. So, you know, the high school that I taught at, Dominguez High School in Compton, California, was the number one basketball team in Southern California the year that I taught at Dominguez. They won the state. So they were the number one team, and Tershawn Prince was the reason that they were number one. But they had a couple of good players. I could name like 3 or 4 players that actually ended up going to the NBA. So Detroit was where Tershawn ended up, but I don't know where the rest of them ended up. I didn't follow them that closely. But anyway, okay, so that's the Central Division. What about Atlantic Division? Do we have Philadelphia 76ers is still running the division?
On top of the Atlantic Division are the Philadelphia 76ers with 23 wins and 12 losses, followed by the Brooklyn Nets, who also have 23 wins, but they have 13 losses.
Okay, so Brooklyn is tied with Philadelphia, so they're looking like they're ready to make a move. All right, and what about the rest of the division? Who else is in the division, and what are they doing?
In third place are the New York Knicks with 18 wins, and Bringing up the rear, the Boston Celtics and the Toronto Raptors are tied with 17 wins.
Boston's supposed to be playing somebody today, and they're expecting that Boston's going to beat the team that they're playing. So I think they're playing a West Coast team. If I'm not mistaken, they're going to be playing the Golden State Warriors, and they're expecting to beat Golden State tonight. That's what the sportsbooks are predicting. So they're saying Boston is going to be winning because they win a lot of the West Coast games. They can't beat their own Eastern Division team, but they can beat the West Coast Division team. And I don't really understand how that works since the West Coast got the most wins. They don't have too many losses. So I don't know. We have to see. Okay, so that's the Atlantic Division. What about the Southeast Division? Charlotte Hornets still in first place in that division. And the Miami Heat is second place in that division.
In the Southeast Division, the Miami Heat is on top with 17 wins, followed by the Charlotte Hornets, who have 16 wins. In third place, the Atlanta Hawks with 14 wins. 14 wins. In fourth place, it's the Washington Wizards. And bringing up the rear, the Orlando Magic.
Okay. Well, Miami Heat has taken over the division. Oh, that's a good thing. I like Miami. They're playing good in the East, and they beat the Charlotte Hornets. Okay. Well, that sounds good. Like, Charlotte is going to have some competition. They're going to have to play against the Miami Heat to win the division. So that's good. All right. Let's go to the West Coast and see what the Western Conference looks like. Is Utah still winning the Northwest Conference? The Northwest Division. I'm sorry.
On top of the Northwest Division, it is the Utah Jazz with 27 wins, followed by the Portland Trailblazers and the Denver Nuggets, both tied with 19 wins. Following them are the Oklahoma City Thunder with 14 wins, and bringing up the rear, the Minnesota Timberwolves with 7 wins.
Okay, well, looks like Utah is trying to run away with it. They got 27 wins. I think they have the most wins in the NBA. So we'll see what happens when we get to the Pacific Division, because that's where the Lakers and the Clippers are. So let's go to the Pacific Division right now and see what's going on in the Pacific Division between the Lakers and the Clippers. Okay, DJ, what's standing in the Pacific Division?
The Lakers and the Clippers are both tied with 24 wins, followed by the Phoenix Suns with 22 wins, the Golden State Warriors with 19 wins, and the Sacramento Kings with 13 wins.
How many wins did you say the Phoenix Suns have?
22.
Oh, and the Lakers got, you said 24? The Lakers and the Clippers both have 24 wins?
Right. The Lakers and the Clippers both are tied with 24 wins.
Oh, okay. They've been saying that the Phoenix Suns are getting a couple of guys off of the injury list. They're coming back to play. And they're going to change the whole competition of the Phoenix Suns. So we got to keep our eye on Phoenix and see if they start making a run for the roses and see if they can compete with the Clippers and the Lakers. So I'm keeping my ears out to hear what's going on with Phoenix now. All right, and let's go to the Southwestern Division and see what's going on with the San Antonio Spurs.
In the Southwest, the San Antonio Spurs and the Dallas Mavericks are tied with 17 wins, followed by the Memphis Grizzlies and the New York Pelicans, who are both tied with 15 wins, bringing up the rear, the Houston Rockets, with 11 wins.
San Antonio and the Dallas Mavericks. I knew Mark Cuban brought some new players in for the Dallas Mavericks, and now they're starting to show their stuff. They're starting to make a run for the division title. Watch out, San Antonio. Here comes the Dallas Mavericks. And Dallas hasn't won a division title in so long. I don't even think they've been in basketball long enough to actually win a division. But we'll see, because San Antonio's the defending champion. They've won the NBA championship. So they're not going to back down easily. So San Antonio and the Dallas Mavericks are running for the roses in the Southwest Division. All right, we got to keep our eye on the Dallas Mavericks and see if they're going to actually outplay the San Antonio Spurs. All right, well, that's what NBA basketball looks like right now. And I think, let's see, you said 26 wins and like 14 losses. That's about 40 games. Okay, so we're almost at the halfway point in the NBA season, because I think they play 85 games. So if they're at 40 games now, that's almost halfway through the season. So we need to keep an eye on these divisions and see who's going to end up in the number one spot. I think the division, the playoffs, take the top 16. I think that's what they do. That's how they do it in the NFL. I don't know about the NBA. I don't know if they just take the top three teams or what, how that works. So we have to see what's going on. All right. Well, that's the division standing for the NBA right now. And we got Brooklyn looking good, playing against the Philadelphia 76ers, and the Milwaukee Bucks are playing good, and they're holding off against the Indiana Pacers. And Miami Heat has taken over the number one spot against the Charlotte Hornets, and the Lakers and the Clippers are tied in the Pacific Division and the Western Conference, and Utah's running away with it in the Northwestern Division. And in the bottom, we have San Antonio and the Dallas Mavericks are tied for the division lead in the West. All right. Well, that's a good breakdown for what's going on in the NBA. So follow it weekly as the titles are being challenged in each division. So we're going to see who's going to make the playoffs and who's going to be running for the roses in each division. All right. DJ Papa D, I don't have a joke for you today. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down, and the bike would bounce down the street.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
With the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bang, bang. And I said, oh, no. They're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money product in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, and everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities we're talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Now, before I tell a story, I have a joke that's a story that I want to share with my listening audience. And it goes like this. There was a 747 airplane that had loaded all of its passengers on the plane. So everybody was sitting in their seats, and they were waiting for the pilot to board the plane. And the pilots came on, and they boarded from the back of the plane, and they were walking down the center aisle of the plane. But one pilot, they both seemed to be blind. They had dark glasses on, and one pilot was walking with a blind man's cane, and he was bumping into everybody, bumping into the rows as he was walking down the center divider. And then his co-pilot had a CNR dog, and he was walking behind the pilot, and they went into the cockpit, and they strapped in, and everybody thought it was some kind of joke because they knew the pilot couldn't actually be blind flying the plane. But the pilots got in, and they strapped in, and then the motor started, and all of the passengers got a little uneasy, and they were concerned that the pilots looked like they were blind. And then the pilots gave their announcements and told everybody thank you for flying the airlines and that they were going to have a good flight and everything was going to be all right. Sit back and enjoy your flight for flying with this airline. And the people were kind of talking among themselves because they didn't really understand if the pilots were blind or if they were just joking. And the plane started, and it started going down the runway, And as it got closer to the end of the runway, the people got a little nervous, and they started screaming and hollering. And as they got closer to the end of the runway, their voices got louder and louder. And when they got to the end of the runway, the plane lifted off the ground, and they were flying. They were airborne. And everybody was like, woo! They were relieved to see that the pilot could actually fly the plane. But in the cockpit, the co-pilot was talking to the pilot. He said, man, one of these times, the people aren't going to raise their voice, and we're going to crash. Yep, that was the G Money, the pimp comic. Oh, that's a good one. All right, DJ Papa D, I guess it's time to play one of my stories that I recorded for the listening audience. So everybody, sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, lock your chair, and get your popcorn and your drink, because it's time for you to hear a real interesting story. And we're off. DJ Papa D, play the story. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I was bowling in this tournament, and I was working on my first game, and I looked like I had a pretty good start. I was definitely going to shoot a 200, which would have been good for me, because it would have looked good to my teammates that knew that they had gotten a good bowler. So my leadoff man was shooting the eighth frame, or the ninth frame. He was shooting his ninth frame. And he had gotten a strike in the eighth. So when he rolled in the ninth, he got a split. But it was a baby split. So it wasn't one that he couldn't pick up. I knew he could roll the ball and go between the two pins and pick up the split. And that's what he did. He rolled the ball perfectly, and it went between the two pins, and it knocked both of them down. So he got a spare in the ninth frame. And then the other guy, the second man, got up, and he rolled the ball, and it hit the pocket. Boom! And he got a strike. And I was like, all right, good job. So it was my turn now. And I was up, and I lined up my feet on the spot and put my hands facing the pins, and I went to roll the ball. I took my three-step delivery and rolled the ball, and it was going straight, and I slid down the lanes, and I was like, yeah, pow! And it hit the pocket, and it left me a 10-pin again. That 10-pin was looking at me in the face, and I couldn't believe it. Because that would have been three in a row for me. And the 10-pin stood up and looked at me in the face and didn't fall. And I was disappointed. I was like, oh, man, come on. What's going on with these lanes? So I got my ball back, and I lined up my shot, and I rolled it down, and the ball ran right by the 10-pin. It just rocked when it got to the 10-pin, so I left the 10-pin standing. And I was humiliated, but I was hot. And I walked back to the back of the bowling alley, and I slapped the bowling balls in the bowling alley, and I kicked the table. I just acted a big baby. I was just so pissed off, because my 200 game, I was down to like 198, getting ready to shoot the 10th frame, and I was just furious. So my leadoff bowler got up, and he took his time and rolled the ball down, and he got six pins, which was good. It was an easy spare, and he picked up the spare, and then he rolled the ball, and he got a strike in the 10th frame. And I was like, okay, a spare and a strike, that's 20 to add to what you got. And he was sitting on about 170. And I said, well, that's a pretty good game. So then my second bowler got up, and he took his time. He put his feet together, and he lined up his shot, and he took his four-step delivery and delivered the ball, and he said, blown! And he stuck a seven pin. Oh, I couldn't believe it. That seven pin just stood there looking at him. Everything else shook up, and the seven pin just stood there. And I was like, oh, come on. What's going on here? So he took his time. He rolled the ball down there, and he picked up the seven pin. So he was working on 190 plus whatever he gets on this first ball. And he rolled it down there, and he picked up the seven pin. So he was okay. He had one more shot. And he rolled, and he got eight pins. Oh, I thought he was going to get a strike, but he only got eight pins. So he ended up bowling a 198, which was a good game, but he still should have had a 200. But he had a 198 game. So now it's my turn, and I go up to the lanes, and I pick my ball up, and I slap my holes on the ball a couple of times, and then I rub my ball around my hands a couple of times, and then I put my fingers in the hole, and I'm ready to roll now. And I line up my feet on the lanes, and I line up my shot, and I'm thinking, okay, this got to be a strike. Because I need a strike to cinch my 200 game. And I rolled the ball, and I slid across the floor, and it said, pow! And I got a strike, and I was like slapping myself five, going, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I went back and slapped my partner's five, and I'm like, yeah, this is the game. All right. So that was my first shot in the 10th frame. So I got my ball. I picked it up again, and I rolled. I got ready to roll. I took my four-step delivery and rolled the ball, and I watched it break to the hole. Pow! Oh, it was beautiful. Strike. And I said, oh, yeah, well, that's my 200. Now I'm working on 220. So now I got to get at least eight pins to get a 220. If not, I'm going to end up with a 216. So I'm like, okay. And I get my bowling ball, and I line up my mark on the alley. And I'm thinking about the ball, and I'm like, okay, we're going to have a good ball this time. We're going to go with two strikes. So I'm going to hit the pocket this time. And I get up, and I take my four-step delivery, and I reach out, and I'm posing with my arm straight out and my leg kicked back, and I'm sliding across the lane, and I hit the pocket, pow, and I get 10. Oh, yeah, and I'm like, I see that 10 pin shaking. But he fell, and I saw that seven pin shaking, and he fell. And I knew that was my 200 game. That was $224 for the house. And I told the guys, I said, yeah, man, that was a good game. And we ended up having the high score for the bowling alley for that first game. And I was happy about that. And everybody was happy. I was on their team. And I was really happy that I bowled really well.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Big bang, take metal bag. Big bang.
And if you didn't know, now you know. The Money Man, I'm the Money Man, I'm the Money Man. Yeah, I got the money.
Big bank track metal bank. Big bank track metal bank. Big bank track metal bank. Big bank track metal bank.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So I welcome you to listen to Gregory Stories. I hope you're enjoying today's radio show, because it's been a real entertaining show that we put together for the listening audience. So I hope you guys have enjoyed the joke that I told and the story that I told. And I hope you're enjoying the music that we're playing. So everything is for your listening pleasure. So tell a friend and bring some more people to the listening audience so that everybody can be listening to my radio show. I want to get about 1 million people as followers for my radio show. So just tell one and let one tell another one and another one tell another one. As each one can teach one, each one can spread the word. All right. Well, now it's time for us to talk to my fan club members. And you can become a fan club member if you go to storytimewithgmoney.com. There's a section that has fan club applications. And you pull up the section and go and register as a fan club. And then you can qualify for the money that I give away to the fan club members on the radio show. So now we're getting ready to give away $50 on the fan club to all my fan club members. And you don't even have to do anything today. You just need to be caller number 19. All right? be caller number 19. And you call into the radio station at 323-870-4366. You call into the radio station and be caller number 19, and you can win $50. That's all you have to do is just be the caller number 19 to call in, and you can get the $50. I got it right here in my hand, and I'm willing to give it to you if you're caller number 19. So you have 5 minutes to call in and claim the money. So DJ Papa D, play a song, and let's give them a chance to call in. I need 19 callers to call in to the radio show. And the 19th caller, I'm giving $50 away. Because I'm G-Money. And that's how I do it on my radio show. So, we got 5 minutes. So, people, call in. I'm looking for caller number 19. DJ Papa D, play a song. Play one of my songs for the listening audience. Let's play my country western song. I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. I waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I've waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit, but I ain't going no further. I'm sleeping.
my card because you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. I'm sleeping in my car because you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. Sitting in my car, drinking a six pack of beer, and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I ain't gonna wait no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you.
When I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so I was the star right then and there. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, I'm talking to my fan club members, and I have a $50 cash prize to give away to my fan club member. That's caller number 18. So let me ask my engineer if we've had 18 callers to call in to claim the money. DJ Proper D, did we get 18 callers to call in to claim the money?
Sorry, DJ. Sorry, G Money. No, no winner today.
No 18 callers. All right. Well, I guess again, I'll have to take this $50 and put it in my safe and bring it out on Thursday when we do the Thursday show. And the question that we'll be asking the fan club members on Thursday is to identify the name of a song. So we'll be playing an excerpt from a song, and we'll be asking the fan club members to identify the song. And I don't know what number we're going to have that'll be the call-in number, but if that person calls in and they are the number that I request and they know the name of the song, then they will win $50. That's how we're going to do it. So I have this $50 ready to give away. I'm ready to give it to the fan club member that calls in and wins the contest. So on Thursday, we will have a Name That Tune competition. So be listening to the radio show on Thursday. We start at 3 o'clock. And then when we get to the fan club section of the show, then we'll have you call in and name the name of the song, which will give you $50 if you're the caller that has the name of the song to tell us that you identified the song. So we'll be looking for you on Thursday, fan club members. All right. Well, I don't really want to leave yet, but the clock on the wall says that's almost time to go. But I want DJ Papa D to play another one of my songs. How about I Love My Mama? Because I love my mama, and I love my daddy, and I love all my brothers. So play my song for me, DJ Papa D, and then I'm going to get out of here. And I'll see you guys again on Thursday. So play the song, and then we'll pray for the end of the show. And we'll be back for more of the
and
show.
And I went in with a white girl. This girl has soul. Oh, she can dance her butt off. She dance better than a lot of black girls I know.
I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I love my mama. I love my daddy. She's a DJ Papa D. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. Even the one they say is crazy. Even DJ Crazy Matt. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I love all my brothers. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I'm G-Money. The Pimp Comet. I don't shower. I don't shave. I masturbate three times a day. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm so damn funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comet. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comet. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comet. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm 6'1". 220 pounds of man. I can do it like that. I love my mama. I love my dad. I'm G-Money. I can take you there. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money. Don't think I'm. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's how it goes. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. I'm G-Money. Now you know. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money. The Pimp Comet. I work the Vegas Strip. I'm telling jokes and I'm writing songs, cause that's my gift. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comet. If you don't know, now you know. Reside. 65 is where I reside. big old. I want the girl to know 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America because it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I want to take you to South Central L.A. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girl to know 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. We started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant, and we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth at a table. Ooh-wee! Ooh-wee! And the Asian women kind of smiled at me, and they looked and they bowed at me, and I bowed back. They bothered me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table and she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go. Because my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know? So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled on. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people
praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say,
Hallelujah. 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.